For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That they'd entertain phone calls about trading Jameis Winston because DTR has made the team. That one kind of came out of left field for me. We'd mentioned it yesterday, Andy. You know, maybe you could move Jameis. We did mention it yesterday here on the show. But I didn't think that it was anything that was a real viable option. Maybe now it is. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. Andy, and we went over some teams that we thought, could Jameis be an upgrade over their starting quarterback? And we came up with like three teams. One of them that might have an interest in him as a starting quarterback, we thought could be the New York Giants. And then Andy found a report that said
That the Giants were interested in him as a free agent prior to the season. So that's why it could be a good mix there. Question is, what kind of a draft pick are you going to get back? Or are you getting players? Or both?
Let me ask you this one. Does it matter? Because shouldn't you be keeping this guy? 216-474-0092. If you're the Browns, shouldn't you be keeping Jameis Winston? And wouldn't it be a mistake, Andy, to let him go?
I don't think it would be a mistake if someone's super silly to do it. I don't think if somebody offered you a first or second rounder, I don't think it's a mistake there. I think
your starting quarterback is coming back from shoulder surgery that kept him out the final 11 games and a playoff game last year. You went through five starting quarterbacks. Your starting quarterback hasn't played a snap in the preseason. And if you trade Jameis Winston, your backup is a guy who's in his second year, was a fifth-round pick, who is yet to show that he's ready for primetime in the NFL. Yes, it would be a mistake to trade Jameis Winston, almost no matter what you got back. But nobody's going to do that.
No.
Nobody's going to offer you a second.
No.
But if they offer you a third, well, why bother? You cut Siaki Ika. You cut Anthony Schwartz. Third-round picks don't stick here, necessarily.
What if everyone said that Dorian Thompson-Robinson's made the team.
But they didn't say he's the backup.
That's right. What if Tyler Huntley's the backup and Dorian Thompson-Robinson's the third string?
Possible.
And then you've already, you know. Yeah, this is interesting. Our lads just flipped this like 5 minutes ago. They made Dorian Thompson-Robinson the backup and Jameis Winston the third-string quarterback. Do they know something we don't? I got to tell you, our lads is on it when it comes to depth charts. I think they do a phenomenal job. I wonder why.
I don't mind Tyler Huntley. I think he did a fine job in Baltimore. My buddy texted him and said, he said, didn't he make the Pro Bowl? Well, yes, he did. Do you know why? Because they play tiddlywinks at the Pro Bowl now.
They do?
He made the Pro Bowl in 2022 when he played in six games and threw two touchdowns with three interceptions.
Is there any way Tyler Huntley's
the two? They needed a guy to play quarterback in the flag football game, so they brought in Tyler.
Is it easier to trade Jameis Winston if you think Tyler Huntley's your number two and Dorian Thompson Robinson's your number three?
Yes.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah. I think that's true.
Yeah. He was really good in the last preseason game.
I think they're trying to create some hype like 2 hours before the you have to turn your roster in.
Maybe.
That's what I think. I think this is hype.
That might be the case.
If I think we are all having a very short memory on what it's like watching Tyler Huntley play football starting quarterback
Baltimore
Ravens.
My point here is that if they can create a little hype for Jameis Winston,
but
and maybe get someone, is there a fool out there that might trade a second or third rounder for him?
What's next one?
Do you need to create hype in a guy who is the former number one overall pick in the draft and who actually has a track record? I mean, he had some really good seasons
in
Tampa.
Yes, we're taking phone calls on him.
And he had some... Yeah, but you said create hype.
That's hype that's by saying we're taking phone calls. Yes, that's hype.
Is that hype?
Yes. 100%. But what's the difference if you say it or not? You're on the phone all day with general managers. You should be on the phone all day with other general managers, right?
Well, that's
your job. It's just like draft day. And you're trying to figure out who's getting cut, if there's somebody you want to bring in. I don't know. Is there another backup quarterback? Somebody who's sitting at second or third string that could get cut that they're like, that's not too far away from James.
No, you don't trade your guy based on that thought.
Or you wait for them to get cut before you...
The question is this.
That's why everybody, I think, is going to wait till 4 o'clock now. I don't know why. But.
First of all, A, do you have the confidence in Deshaun Watson to stay healthy and stay on the field for more than 6 games?
I don't have confidence in any NFL quarterback to start all 17 games.
Okay. Do you 15. Have the confidence in our guy to start more than 6?
Yes. I think he's going to start more than 6 games this year. I do have confidence.
Well, I hope so, but we haven't seen it. Once because of suspension and once because of injury. So let's assume, let's give him 10 games. That means, let's say 10. Is that okay? Is that fair?
Yep, that's fair.
Okay. That means you're going to need somebody for 7. I'm just making this up. You think you can get to the playoffs with Tyler Huntley, with Jameis Winston, with DTR? I mean, you did last year with P.J. Walker and DTR.
No one thinks of
and
that.
Joe
they
Flacco.
All say Flacco is the reason he got there.
I know. And truly...
Jeff, if they trade Jameis Winston, the phones are going to be lighting up and people are going to be hitting us on social media saying, what are they doing? Did they not learn anything last year? And why did they let Joe Flacco go? That's the bigger question. If you're going to trade Jameis Winston, why did you let Joe Flacco go? That's what people are going to be saying.
Because they like Tyler Huntley more?
Than Joe Flacco?
I'm just saying.
No, they like Jameis Winston more than they like Joe Flacco.
I would think so.
And then if they wanted to move on from him.
But if you liked, but in theory, if you liked Flacco less than you like Jameis Winston and you move on from Jameis because you think Huntley's going to be better for you or DTR, then you like those guys better than Flacco as well. Let's not go Flacco. Joe doesn't play here anymore. And they made a choice.
No, but that's what people are going to be talking about.
Who are your more... Answer my first question.
Okay.
Which guy are you most comfortable with
if
you need somebody to start three to 7
Jameis
games?
Winston. Like, I don't even hesitate on that. It's okay. Jameis Winston. And if you know you're going to need a quarterback to start 3 to 5 games, why would you deviate from the move you made in the offseason? Why wouldn't you just believe in what you thought? Unless he has shown you something that you don't like, you don't like it enough that you're going to trade him for something less than a third rounder. I just don't see it. I just don't see them getting rid of a quarterback that can help you win. Again, I don't even need Jameis Winston to be a Pro Bowler. I need Jameis Winston. In some ways, I just need Deshaun Watson to be an average quarterback because I think our defense is that good.
Jake's in Solon. Jake.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey.
This is going to really come down to, in my opinion, it's going to come down to the playbook of the coach and making the calls for these quarterbacks. If we can't depend on Deshaun and we kind of average on Jameson, we got to see this playbook happen that's specific to these quarterbacks and these plays. What y'all think about that?
Well, if you take a look at the history of Ken Dorsey, Josh Allen, Cam Newton, big guys, physical guys who could run. Is Jameis going to do that? No. Doesn't mean that Dorsey can't coordinate for him, although Jameis can move. Is Huntley going to do that? Well, Huntley runs a lot. If you want to go that angle, maybe that's part of it, Andy.
Are you looking for a mirror image of your current quarterback? Is that what we're saying?
Well, maybe.
It's easier on the offense. It's easier on the offensive line to know what to expect and not to expect.
Which guy's closer?
I think Winston, would it be Jameis?
I don't think Jameis runs as well as Deshaun or as well as Huntley.
Isn't that why you have Cooper, Moore, and Judy?
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't move on from him. I think you learned your lesson last year. When Deshaun went down, it was chaos. Was it not?
And yes.
DTR got hurt, but he also didn't play extremely well.
It's really a miracle.
PJ Walker didn't play extremely well, but they won a game.
It's a miracle they brought Flacco in here and what he was able to do. Can we admit that? Nobody would expect that, especially for a guy that we thought was already washed out.
That everybody in the league thought was washed out.
Yeah.
Not just our team.
True.
Larry's in Elyria, home of the Pioneers.
Hey, Lair.
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, I'm just thinking you should keep Jameson just in case Deshaun do go down. And everybody keeps telling the defense going to take you a lot of games. I don't know. They didn't show up in the playoffs.
So they didn't really in that game.
You're really going to need good quarterback play. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That's all I want to say. You're with us. We think you should just hang on to Jameis. So even though they might be taking calls, I'll bet he ends up here.
Okay. I mean, that's the smartest thing. Thank you, Larry.
You know, you should talk about everybody on your roster, especially on a day like this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they have pressing needs where they think Jameis could get you more than a draft choice. You know, maybe you get a player for player trade, something like that. Maybe. I don't know. But I wouldn't move the guy. And Andy, let me not that he's going to set the world on fire and be anybody's Pro Bowl quarterback if they actually had a Pro Bowl. But I would trust him to go in and run the offense competently and allow the running game to do its thing, allow the offensive line, fingers crossed, healthy, to do its thing, and allow the defense to play its game.
It's about opportunity. It's about what quarterback's going to give you the opportunity to win. I'm just curious if folks would be cool if they traded Jameis Winston. Let's just put that out there. Who would you want them to trade? And would you be good if the Browns do what they did last year and traded their backup quarterback right before the season started because they had such faith in Dorian Thompson-Robinson a year ago? Is that faith still there today that Dorian Thompson-Robinson should be your backup quarterback for Deshaun Watson? And if that's the case, then you should have no problem wanting to pull the trigger on a Jameis Winston deal.
What do you think, folks? 216-474-0092 is the number to join us on this. I don't know that DTR is ready. I thought he'd look good in the preseason. I thought Huntley looked good in the last preseason game. Remember, DTR looked really good in the preseason last year. Was he ready?
Well, they threw him up against arguably the best team right there at the time. And they did it an hour before the game.
But they did it, and then he played more. He just didn't seem ready last year, just the one game. But he was great in the preseason. Yeah. Do they think they've developed him? I don't know. It's a decision, and the Browns will make it by 4 o'clock. It's Baskin and Phelps. If you're on the phones, hang on right here on The Fan.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The interesting news today, the Browns have, according to some reports, let go of some players. Siaki Ika, one of them. Mike Woods, a wide receiver, one of them. Mary Kay was the first we saw who came out and said DTR has made the team and they'll entertain phone calls on Jameis Winston and Tyler Huntley.
Could he make the team and then trade him before the deadline here for?
Yep, Dan's got some.
Chiefs have released their former second-round pick, tight end Irv Smith, who played under Stefanski in 2019. That's according to Adam Schefter, our buddy Spencer German with the little bit of playing under Stefanski in 2019. So that's a guy with a track record with Kevin Stefanski now available. Browns looking at tight ends.
I like Irv Smith. I think he'd be a really interesting guy to bring in here. So stay tuned on that one. Hmm. What would you do here at quarterback? We know Deshaun Watson is the man. He's the starting quarterback. We know DTR, according to Mary Kay, is on the team, which we assumed. And we know that they're not going to keep four quarterbacks. What would you do? Would you entertain phone calls for Jameis Winston, or is that rolling the dice? Would you entertain phone calls for Tyler Huntley? Demos is in Shaker. Demos.
Demos.
Hey, how you guys doing? Okay, so I honestly expected Winston to play most of the year because, just given how Deshaun's been holding up the last few years. So I thought that's why they even got him. So the fact that they're even dangling him out there either must mean, they got a hell of a potential offer. They're really trying to snag, somebody's draft pick or something. Or maybe they just, I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping when they pick Winston, my initial thought was like, oh no, he's an interception machine, and so was Flacco. But, as we saw in the playoffs, but they got to figure out who they're going to go with here. And I just can't believe they're dangling this out there just because it's the trade deadline and they're trying to get the best, which they should do. But like you said, last year was a catastrophe and we still muddled through. So, let's just hope that, this is just some kind of press stuff here, just trying to gin up some excitement. I don't know.
Demos, thank you very much. I hope you're right on that. Chuck's in Garfield Heights. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Listen, I wouldn't probably try. I wouldn't dangle Winston, get him out there for a trade or anything. Because, I don't know. I just don't trust DTR. I just still feel that he's not ready. He's a good preseason quarterback. He's still raw and everything. And, if you're going to do that, come on. That would make him second string. And then what'd you do, keep Tyler Huntley as third string? Or would Huntley do second?
Good question.
One quick thing.
What order did they play in the preseason?
Yeah, they played
that
way in the preseason, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is Huntley
Although
gone
not
already?
The entire time in the preseason.
They were also looking to showcase, too, probably, right? Don't you think they were trying to showcase?
Tyler Huntley, I think they were.
Yeah. All right. I was just free because DTR has got that same body build as Watson, and those guys are kind of small to be quarterbacks. You got Winston and Snoop. They're pretty big guys, So if you're gonna do some running with the quarterbacks, or if they have to run, I hate to see DTR and Watson run. It's just gonna be a catastrophe.
Chuck, thank you very much. We go to Butler, Pennsylvania. Hello, Mike. Welcome.
Hey, guys, how are we going back talking about Joe Flacco and not going back even further and saying Deshaun Watson is probably one of the worst signings ever in the NFL and not talking about Baker Mayfield? How do we not have this conversation to just say we messed up, get Baker back here? He's just above-average serviceable quarterback.
Mike, let me take it back a step further. You really screwed up when you didn't take Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
There you go.
Mike, are you related to Mike Florio? Because you sound just like him.
No, I'm not. But again, all these players are being held accountable for their efforts on the field. Why is our upper management not being held accountable for these mistakes they've made? And just to continue to do this,
it's absurd.
All right, Mike.
Not a happy camper being a Browns fan. Mm.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
It must be a Butler PA.
The Baker ship has sailed. Baker is a competent NFL quarterback. And I will never believe he's anything more than competent. And competent's pretty good.
I would say this is the year to keep your eye on him.
Competent's pretty good.
He might change your mind this year.
I don't think he ever will.
Donovan McNabb over Tim Couch?
There you go.
It all goes back to them. They goofed that up.
Oh, well,
they almost took Akili Smith.
Yeah, they did.
Would have been bad. Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey, I'll just say, Jeff, I'll just say this. Any's not basically guaranteed to be a starter. I would just.
Kevin, your phone's
a
mess.
Call back, man. Something's going on in the falls.
Scott's in Cambridge. Hello, Scott. Yeah,
great candy down there. Welcome. How are you, Scott?
Hey, how are you guys?
Great.
I guess I'm not really shocked of this news. In my mind, if you're working towards the future, all right, DTR's got to be the guy given consideration here. Moving forward, he can scramble. He fits the system.
You want to see if he can develop a quarterback, right?
Well, it's time that we do develop one. Even if he doesn't become our starter and he's just a serviceable backup. He's young. He's got legs, got an arm. You got to give him a shot. I know preseason's preseason, but to me, it looks like he took a few steps forward. And then in regards to last year at the Rams, I thought, personally, thought that he was doing a good job in that game until he took that hit. And I think that they had all the confidence in the world with him, and then all of a sudden you see Flacco come on the scene, and we all know that story. And going back to Flacco, now we know the reason why he wasn't brought into town and re-signed, because they didn't want that controversy. They didn't want it. Deshaun didn't need any help in his mind space and with the fans and this, that, and the other in the media. They just didn't need that. They didn't need that situation.
Well, and Scott, thank you. I'm sorry, folks. Joe Flacco was terrific here. Joe Flacco hadn't been terrific in a long time. My guess is if he has to play for the Colts this year, he won't be as terrific as he was when he was here.
I want to see it first before I say that.
I thought he was terrific, but I'm not shedding
any tears. What if he was terrific because he was with Kevin Stefanski?
Well, Kevin's done it before.
I still can't let the playoff game go, though. I'm still having issues with that.
Rel's in Cleveland.
Hey, Rel.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
I think the Browns are in the business of developing DTR. I just something in me tells me that they're in that they're looking to do that and push that forward, moving forward. I think give the kid some time. I mean, you can't really even compare last year to this year yet because you haven't seen him really under fire yet to see if he's grown any. But I think they're in the business of as far as Jameis, man, I think he might be a great human being. He's definitely a heck of a character. But I can't get over the 30 touchdowns, 30 interception year. I'm sorry. I just don't trust him as far as being a good quarterback in this league. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I mean, obviously he can play in the league. I just don't trust it, man. 30 for 30, that set an NFL record, bro. No quarterback has ever done that before. And I can't shake it. I want to come in on the Siaka thing, too. I remember when Siaka was drafted. The night he was drafted, they asked him, had he talked to the new defensive coordinator, I forget his name, Schwartz, had just taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And Schwartz, he asked him, told him, hey, I know you're this big dump truck of a dude, but I need you to come in and be a sports car.
Be a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a Ferrari or something like that. And I just think it just wasn't a fit for him. Because he obviously never turned into the Ferrari. He never did that. So I think they went on and did away with him because he just didn't fit. Thanks for the call, fellas.
Thanks, Ro. We appreciate
you got
your call.
It. Thanks, Ro.
Hey, would this shock you, Jeff? What if at 4 o'clock the roster says Deshaun Watson, Dorian Thompson Robinson, two quarterbacks, and that's it?
Yeah, would shock me.
I don't know. That's what they've done the last couple of years, though.
That would shock me.
The last 3 years in a row they've gone into the season with only two quarterbacks. Does that sound right? It's something like that. Out of the last four.
All right. Let me throw this at you. And this is off of what Rel said.
Okay.
That year when Jameis had the 33 touchdowns and the 30 interceptions.
And how many yards did he throw for?
5,100.
Yeah.
He also got a LASIK after.
And he did get,
that's true, yeah.
Well, and Dan, with that in mind, since that season, and he hasn't been a starter very often, but he has started 10 games.
And you can't get mad at him for what happened in Tampa. I mean, they brought Tom Brady in.
Right.
No biscuit.
Since that 33 touchdown, 30 interception season, he has thrown 20 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. Does that mean he's cut down his? Does that mean anything?
What's the percentage there again?
Well, it was about even with the 33 and 30.
Right.
But 20 and 11.
And then it was 2-1?
Yeah. Since that season, it's
maybe
basically 2-1.
Maybe the LASIK made
one.
A difference.
And maybe a little maturity.
That's true, too.
Maybe a little Sean Payton coaching.
Okay.
Maybe all that stuff.
Well, yeah, if you, I would
just
think
throwing that out there.
I think Kevin Stefanski can make a player mature, too. So.
And I don't mean to defend Jameis here. He doesn't need me to defend him. The 30 interceptions was a ton. He had never thrown more than 18 before in a season. Larry's in Harvard Harvard. Hi, Larry.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
This is what I got. This is my take, gentlemen. The reason why Joe's not here because pick six at the wrong time in the playoff, Joe needed to go. Okay. Jameis Winston did not look good in preseason. Huntley didn't look good in the preseason. I would dangle both of them, too. If we can dangle both of them and then come back with somebody that there's a quarterback setback and he had to scramble to get where he just scrambled, he probably got a plan right now. I don't think he want to get caught like that again. That's why he brought all those running backs, all those wide receivers, and all those quarterbacks into this year, because last year he got caught with his pants down. But I would dangle both of them because neither one of them looked good in the preseason.
Yeah, but Larry, it's preseason.
You're right.
You know, I mean, DTR looked really good in the preseason last year. And he was okay. Had the win over Pittsburgh and then got injured in that Denver game. But, you know, so we never really maybe got a chance to see what he could have done going the rest of the way because he got dinged up. I mean, I like him. I like him long term. But I just this year, knowing that Deshaun played only 6 games last year, really 5, coming back from surgery, I would just rather make sure I have it all covered and have Deshaun Watson backed up by Jameis Winston on this team. 216-474-0092. We love the response. Cut day today. 4 o'clock is the deadline. And the Browns, well, they've got 21 guys to move to get down to that deadline. 74 guys on the roster after the moves yesterday. They have to get down to 53.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.